Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, From the Inside Out, Harrowing Escapes from the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, authored by Eric O. Roningen, provides a vivid, heart-stopping account of one of the darkest days in modern history, September 11, 2001. The book offers a unique perspective from inside the World Trade Center, focusing on the personal stories of survival, bravery, and loss. Roningen, a survivor himself, compiles narratives that span the initial impact of the planes through the final collapse of the towers, capturing the human spirit's resilience in the face of unimaginable tragedy. This book goes beyond the headlines, delivering a deeply personal and collective account of survival, heroism, and human endurance. Through the eyes of those who lived it, readers gain an intimate understanding of the events as they unfolded, making it a critical contribution to the historical record of the 21st century. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the initial impact. The initial impact of the planes hitting the Twin Towers is the opening scene of Roningen's narrative. This moment redefined the course of history and the lives of thousands of people. The author delves into the confusion and chaos that followed, capturing the shock and disbelief of the occupants. Personal accounts from survivors bring to life the terrifying moments of impact, the violent shaking of the buildings, and the instant realization that their lives were in grave danger. Through these stories, the author paints a vivid picture of the immediate aftermath, including the challenges faced by individuals to comprehend the situation, communicate with loved ones, and begin the desperate journey to safety. The importance of these firsthand accounts lies in their ability to convey the human element of the tragedy, providing a detailed and emotional understanding of the experience inside the towers at the moment of impact. Secondly, the descent and escape. One of the central themes of From the Inside Out is the descent and escape efforts of those trapped inside the World Trade Center. Roningen meticulously documents the perilous journeys of individuals navigating through smoke-filled stairwells, bypassing flames, and overcoming physical and emotional obstacles. This part of the book highlights the critical decisions made in split seconds that determined survival. It illustrates the unity and heroism among strangers, the acts of self-sacrifice, and the leadership that emerged in times of crisis. Survivor accounts detail the confusion, fear, and hope they felt as they descended dozens of flights, helped one another, and faced numerous challenges to reach safety. These stories encapsulate the chaos within the towers, the worsening conditions as time ticked by, and the collective will to survive against all odds. The detailed recounting of these escape attempts provides invaluable insights into human behavior in crisis situations and underscores the resilience of the human spirit. Thirdly, the first responders' courage. A significant portion of Roningen's book is dedicated to the bravery and sacrifices of the first responders. Firefighters, police officers, and emergency medical personnel rushed toward the danger, fully aware of the risks involved. Through survivor narratives, the author showcases the courage of these individuals who played a crucial role in the evacuation efforts. Their stories reveal the coordination and challenges faced by first responders, including limited information, dangerous conditions, and the emotional toll of the catastrophe. This section lays bare the heroism that defines first responders, their dedication to duty, and their profound impact on the lives they saved. It also addresses the heavy losses suffered by these brave men and women, providing a somber reminder of the cost of their heroism. Roningen's portrayal of first responders illuminates the humanity and valor at the heart of their mission, offering readers a deep appreciation for those who put others' lives before their own. Fourthly, survivor guilt and trauma. Roningen's exploration of survivor guilt and trauma adds a deeply psychological dimension to the narrative of September 11th. By incorporating personal accounts from those who lived through the ordeal, the book delves into the long-term effects of the attacks on survivors' mental health. This topic addresses the complex feelings of guilt experienced by those who escaped when so many did not, the struggles with PTSD, and the journey toward healing. The author examines the support systems, coping mechanisms, and therapeutic interventions that have helped survivors. This section not only raises awareness about the psychological aftermath of such tragedies, but also offers hope and guidance for others facing similar challenges. The inclusion of this topic underscores the book's comprehensive approach to the events of 9/11, presenting not only the physical, but also the emotional and psychological resilience of individuals faced with unimaginable loss and terror. Lastly, the aftermath and legacy. The concluding sections of From the Inside Out reflect on the aftermath and lasting legacy of the 9/11 attacks. Roningen captures the profound changes in personal lives, national security policies, and global politics. This part discusses the rebuilding efforts, both physically at Ground Zero and emotionally among those directly affected. It also covers the impact on survivors' relationships, careers, and worldviews. Furthermore, the author delves into the broader social and political responses, including the war on terror, changes in airport security, and the ongoing struggle for peace and understanding. Through the lens of personal recovery and national response, Roningen presents a thoughtful examination of 9/11's enduring effects on society and the lessons learned. This exploration serves as a tribute to resilience, a call for unity, and a reminder of the importance of memorializing those lost to ensure their stories continue to inspire future generations. In conclusion, From the Inside Out, Harrowing Escapes from the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center by Eric O. Roningen is a must-read for anyone seeking to understand the true impact of the September 11th attacks beyond the news coverage and historical analyses. It is particularly beneficial for readers interested in personal resilience, emergency preparedness, and the human condition under extreme stress. Through its intimate storytelling, the book offers invaluable lessons on courage, compassion, and recovery that can profoundly affect one's perspective on life and adversity. Furthermore, professionals in emergency response, psychology, and history will find this account enriching to their understanding of crisis impact and management. Ultimately, Roningen's work stands as a powerful reminder of the strength found in unity and the indomitable spirit of humanity in the face of tragedy, making it an essential read for fostering empathy and resilience. If you would like to support Eric O. Roningen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.